All right, guys, let me tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air, and they're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets, and they're not asking permission. They're not knocking. They're just coming in. Get a jump on allergy season with dirt-free carpet cleaning spring special. For a limited time, dirt-free is going to come out. They'll clean three rooms for $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. The other guys leave behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. It can make your family sick, make your pet sick, can make you sick. God forbid you get sick. 281 Dirt Free, go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts, all with the best technology in the game. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you're here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Fairly sportsy. A lot of Rockets. You can mix in a little hockey. Some other stuff. But we got a lot more fun stuff to get to, so don't go anywhere. Hang in there if you're stuck in traffic somewhere and it's miserable because, hey, it's Houston. You know it's going to be miserable. Just relax. Crank up the Blitz. We'll get you home in one piece. At least that's the plan. All right, so some big news today in the in my world and in Jong's world. Not AJ's world, but that's okay. So we were getting a little concerned that there was no deal for Rick and Morty for a fourth season.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, guess how long you get to hear about this now, AJ? 70 more episodes they agreed to.
Oh, boy.
So it's going to be, I think, about four or five more seasons. I think four. I think, if you do four 12, 13-episode seasons, you'll get there.
But see, they've only done, 10-episode seasons, so it could be another 7 years. Now, there's no date yet for when season four will start, but...
More than likely sometime next year.
Yeah, yeah. But 70 more episodes, I can't tell you how stoked I am for this. It's funny because some of the fans are kind of weird. Which is strange because, to be honest, you kind of have to be a little smart to get this show. But, it's 70 more episodes. I watch every one of those, even when they re-record, I watch them again. I've probably seen all three seasons about five times each. And
yeah, I just don't like cartoons.
They're funny to me. Well, you don't like sci-fi either.
No, I don't.
But, so it's kind of two things that you would never watch. But I guarantee if you started watching it, you'd like it. So I have a couple of my favorite quotes from Rick and Morty I'm going to share because I think these apply to you, AJ.
I'm Pickle Rick?
No. Not... I'm Little Rick, bitches! I've actually been working on a Rick, and I don't have it ready yet, but...
It has a lot of drinking and burping involved.
Yeah, drinking, burping, and you have to sound old, and you have to stutter a little bit, but... So this is Rick talking to Morty, who was in love with his sex robot at the time. Listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but what people call love is just a chemical reaction that compels animals to breed. It hits hard, Morty, that it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage. I did it. Your parents are going to do it. Break the cycle, Morty. Rise above. Focus on science. That's pretty true. There's another one of my favorites. Rick, what about the reality we left behind? Rick, what about the reality where Hitler cured cancer? Just don't think about it, Morty. Because there's a lot of you know, there's a lot of realities in this thing. And then,
how, I'm just, come on, once a week or what?
What?
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it's once a week once it gets going again. But, so this is my favorite. This is one of my favorites, and then this will be the last one I do. Morty talking to Summer and says, "That out there, that's my grave." Summer says, "Wait, what?" And Morty says, "On one of our adventures, Rick and I basically destroyed the whole world. So we bailed on that reality and we came to this one because in this one, the world wasn't destroyed. And in this one, we were dead. So we came here and buried ourselves and we took their place. And every morning, Summer, I eat breakfast 20 yards away from my own rotting corpse." So she says, "So you're not my brother?" Says, "I'm better than your brother. I'm a version of your brother you can trust when he says, don't run. Nobody exists on purpose. Nobody belongs anywhere. Everybody's going to die. Come watch TV." I think you would like it if you got into it. And what I've, if you haven't watched it, season one, good. Season two, great. Season three, off the charts. Because a lot of people don't, they get season one.
So it's getting better, you're saying?
Yeah. The season three, every single episode was freaking awesome. So I would highly recommend that. And you can just jump in at season three if you wanted. Seabass says,
"I won't."
"Started watching Rick and Morty last night, and I have to say it's one of the funniest shows I've ever watched." Yeah, I wouldn't steer people astray on that. Robert asks, "Which number will be higher, number of games the Rockets win against the Warriors or Garrett Cole's ERA at the end of the year?"
Ooh. I'm going to say Garrett Cole's ERA will be higher, but just by percentage points. Because I'm going to say the Rockets win two games.
Okay.
And Garrett Cole finishes like 2.28.
Because
anything sub two would just be ridiculous.
Right. So if you're,
even if he's great,
right,
he's going to finish in like the 2.2s or 2.3s.
Yeah.
Which would, I mean, you'd take that. So I'll say Garrett Cole's a little bit higher.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, unless you think the Rockets are going to win three.
I don't.
713-780-ESPN. Greg says, "Rick and Morty gives me migraines from laughter." What's funny to me is every time I watch it, I see something different.
A lot of people love it.
Christine asks, "Is it on Hulu?" I don't know. It's on Adult Swim Network, and I think you can watch it online. I think they have them on their website, and they're uncensored there, so you get all the F-bombs and stuff. So, regardless, 713-780-ESPN. Rob says, "Just got married a couple weeks ago. The seating chart is the worst. Good luck, John."
Yeah, sorry about
that. Well, especially when you get, you know, aunt so-and-so doesn't want to sit next to, you know, or if somebody's been remarried, you don't want them at the same table with their ex. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm easy. You can put me wherever you want. I don't care.
Okay.
See?
That's, not me. I'm a whiner and a crybaby.
I'll make sure to put you next to Joel.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You invited Joel to your wedding?
Yeah, he hasn't. I don't think he's RSVP'd yet, though.
Oh, then just take him off the list.
I handed one to Barry, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm not going to go because I'm going to be in San Antonio." I was like, "Screw you."
He doesn't even know if he's going to be in San Antonio.
No, he is in San Antonio right now.
So he's going to be for the whole time? I don't think so.
Well, he said he picked up a gig that weekend.
He's lying. He just, you know what? If I didn't want to go, I'd just say, no, I don't want to go. But I want to go. I want to be there. And we've worked together for, what, 9 years now?
Yeah.
And
ten.
About 10, I guess, yeah. It's been 10. And you know what? I mean, we were here when you told her you loved her for the first time. I mean, I feel like, you know, we've watched you guys grow up together. I think it's important.
Roberto says the first two seasons of Rick and Morty are on Hulu.
Okay. So I would just say, if you want to watch one, this is how I got my daughter into it. I had her watch the Pickle Rick episode, and that was it. She was hooked for life, and then went back and watched them all. So if you're going to just watch one, watch that one. And if you don't think it's funny, it's like I tell people, if you listen to the Pepper Spray story and you don't think it's funny, you won't like the show. That's kind of the gold standard. So that'd be my recommendation. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3777.
Now, everybody on Twitter is trying to convince me I need to watch this show. Listen, guys, I'm sure it's great. I got enough shows, and I don't like cartoons. Leave me alone.
The good news, though, you'll like this. They're only 30 minutes.
I do like that.
Yeah.
It's so like 21, 22 minutes.
Yeah, they're not even 30 minutes. They're about Yeah, it's set for a 30-minute window, but they get a lot of advertising, so yeah, they're about 21 minutes. So you can blaze through them fast. I like that. I like that. I think that's one reason I like them so much.
All right, guys. It's time. It's time you get on the ball. Mother's Day's coming up on Sunday, and if you're still looking for a great gift for mom, what are you waiting for? Step it up and spoiler with the world's softest pajamas. They're available exclusively at pajamagram.com. You might go into a store and say, hey, do you guys have the world's softest pajamas? They'll say no. And if they say yes, they're a liar, because you can only get the world's softest pajamas at pajamagram.com. She's going to love the way they look. She's going to love the way they feel. They're lightweight, perfect for springtime. And it's more than a gift. They're a feeling, a chance for mom to relax and unwind. And that's all mom wants to do. My mom loves to unwind. If you know what I mean, mom loves to unwind. My mom's a pothead. The world's softest pajamas, available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today. Surprise and delight your mom with the gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation. Be a good son for once in your miserable life. Do something for someone else. The best part is you don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Mother's Day delivery 100% guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs right now. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 since that's pajamagram.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Make sure you're following us at ESPN975.com or Degenerates975. Make sure you're following SportsMap HOU. Make sure you're checking us out on the live stream. If you're sitting around in your office or your home and you're bored and you want to see us basically sitting here talking, livestream.com/GalMedia. Steve O. Wynn says, sit Fred next to the single older Asian ladies.
Is that what you're into?
I've got a following at my gym. I have a little following. I'll just say that. It's better than nothing. Was that a burp? Did that count?
No. It was more of a hiccup.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Just going to say it.
Sorry to disappoint.
You get to my age, you know, you take whatever you can get. So, hey, did you see... Ricky Williams, Ricky's a weird, right? He's a good weird.
He's an odd bird.
Yeah. He's investing $50,000 into Bitcoin. Would you like to know why?
Tell me why, friend.
Uranus.
Listen, I know Ricky. I don't know him like that, honestly.
Says, but not that Uranus.
Oh, the planet.
The planet. Yeah, he says, when I look at things, I tend to look at astrology to get insight. The insight that got me interested in Bitcoin was the planet Uranus is about to enter into Taurus. Wouldn't it be the other way around? Wouldn't Taurus enter Uranus? Anyway. Uranus, he explains.
That would be really bad if that happened.
Yeah, is about revolution. It's about a change in the way we do things. It's about innovation. And Taurus is about resources and finances. So based on that, we're going to totally change the way we view and understand finances. Yeah. So... Uranus convinced him to invest in Bitcoin.
Okay. It seems like, I guess it's a good enough reason. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I wonder how stoned Ricky was when he was figuring that out. On a scale of 1 to 10.
I think Ricky's baseline is a 7. Ricky only has from 7 to 12. He doesn't have 1 to 10 like everybody else.
That's true. So, just thought you might be interested in that. I don't want to go through this whole thing, but USA Today did its predictions on, basically went through and did the projected record for every team.
Yeah, for the NFL?
Yeah, everybody does it, right? USA Today did it. Where do you think they had your Texans?
9-7.
About 6-10.
Ooh, they're fading, huh?
They had the AFC South as Jaguars 11-5, Titans 9-7, Colts 9-7, Texans 6-10.
Wow, man! If the I feel like if the Colts are 9-7, the Titans won't be 9-7.
Yeah, I agree. I think you'll have 1-9-7 in there.
One of those two teams.
I don't know that there's a team in this division, unless Luck is dead again.
Yeah,
that is less than 7 wins.
I'm with you.
And I think they're all kind of in that 7-9 range. But I think you're counting on Deshaun Watson getting hurt if you got the Texans 6-10.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, somehow becoming a bust.
Well, listen, if you count on Deshaun Watson getting hurt, you ain't getting to 6.
No, no.
we've seen that ride.
I guess they're counting on him playing about 8 games and then dying. So here's some other ones for you that I thought. How about your Bills, 3-13?
Damn.
Didn't they make the playoffs last year?
They made the playoffs this year.
They have them with the same record as the Jets. Their AFC is Patriots 14-2. Their AFC East, excuse me. Patriots 14-2.
That's too high. Dolphins, too damn high.
Dolphins 4-12. Jets 3-13. Bills 3-13. I guess if you think that those three teams are going to suck, well, there's 6 wins right there.
Yep.
God, they got some weird projections. Like, they have one team in the North with a winning record. The Steelers at 11-5. Ravens, Bengals 6-10, and Browns 4-12.
Man.
How about the Raiders 4-12 in the West? And the Raiders 5-11. That seems weird too, right?
Yeah.
Chargers 12-4, Chiefs 10-6, Raiders 5-11, Broncos 4-12. I do think the Chargers are going to be a good team this year, but 12-4?
Yeah.
I don't see that. I don't see anybody in the West winning 12 games. I think the Raiders and Broncos are better than that. I think the Broncos bounce back. I'm sure Cowboys fan wants to know where they have them.
What's Cowboy fan? And Saint fan, right?
Yeah, Saint fan will want to know too. They'll both want to know. They have Cowboys 10-6, second to the 11-5 Eagles.
Okay, that ain't bad.
Nope, they have Alex Smith 4-12 in that division.
Ooh,
Giants 7-9.
7-9 for the Giants. Yeah. Get out of here.
Oh no, they got that whole revamped offense, AJ.
Okay,
they're going to be great. Haven't you been reading?
Oh no.
Bears and Lions 6-10, Vikings 13-3, Packers 12-4. I bet you the Bears have a better record than that, and the Packers have a lesser record than that. Your Saints tied for first with the Panthers, 11-5.
Okay.
And they have Falcons 9-7, Buccaneers 6-10. I think the Falcons are better than 9-7, too.
I do, too.
But, yeah, it's a tough division. You all can't have 11 wins. And finally, okay, here's another one I think is too low. I don't think the Cardinals are going to be 4-12. Oh, that's a tough division.
Yeah. That is a tough division. I don't think they're that bad either, though.
No. So, they're 4-12. Seahawks.
I think that's a really interesting division because I don't know what the Seahawks are going to be.
They have Seahawks 8-8.
I don't know what the Niners are going to be.
They have them 9-7.
Okay.
I could see that, but.
And honestly, I don't know what the Rams will be because I don't think the Rams will be as good as they were last year. I think we'll see some regression in Jared Goff.
Yeah. 12-4 is what they have for them.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think there's, well, for one thing, there's too many 12-4 teams on here and 13-3s because basically that doesn't happen. You get one or two a conference.
Yeah.
Maybe. So I think their win totals for the first place teams are too high, except for the Steelers. I think 11-5 is about right. But I think Jaguars are a 10-6 type team. I think 11 wins is a little too much. I think 12 is too many for the Chargers and the Rams. And I don't see how you can have two 11-win teams in the South.
No.
With a 13-win and a 12-win team in the
North. Did you add it up? Does it all?
Yeah, it supposedly adds up, yes.
Okay.
They used playoffpredictors.com.
It seems like they don't have a lot of teams between 7-9 and 9-7.
Which is what almost the league is, right?
Yeah, almost everybody's really good or really horrible. But we know that the NFL is mostly mostly between 6-10 wins is most of the league.
Yeah. But what they did was they went through and used this playoffpredictors.com. You could pick the games yourself if you want, but they did that. And you can click on each team and it'll show the projected results. So it's computer. Oh, I'm trying to click on the Texans and it won't let me do it.
Well, I'm just a man, Fred.
Yeah?
My science is different than computers.
Okay.
Well, I'm but a man.
It predicts the Vikings and the Patriots in the Super Bowl with the Patriots winning.
Okay. I'm more down on the Patriots than most people.
Wouldn't
they say 14-2 for the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think there's any way that happens.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm not really...
I'm not saying they won't win the division
I'm not saying they won't go to the Super Bowl again either. I don't really know who's going to step up and beat them. I think there's some teams that might.
They're far and away the best team in the division, but I'm not buying them as like some sort of juggernaut this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So,
hey, did you see that our episode of Whiskey Neat will be available tomorrow?
I did. So if you guys want to be entertained, I think we were pretty entertaining in it, if I say so myself.
Yep.
But I was drunk, so I don't remember the whole thing.
That's the day that I basically got wrecked at 10 a.m. and was useless for the rest of the day.
Actually, we managed to do a show that afternoon.
Yeah, but it sucked.
It really didn't. I went back and listened to it because I thought it sucked. It was actually pretty good.
Okay.
So.
What do you think, John?
It was good.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, it wasn't the best we've ever done, but it was far from the worst.
Okay. Well, hell. I'll take not the worst.
Yeah. A lot of people were asking, did anyone get pictures of the models yesterday?
No,
we don't do
guys,
that.
Guys, we're gentlemen around here.
Yeah, we're not turds.
Chicks just come out in, you know, model lingerie that we're going to take pictures of them with our cell phones. What are we, a bunch of creepers? No.
No.
We're gentlemen.
Patrick Creighton asked, I want to know how you guys have extra time in the day to watch all this stuff. What's the secret? Do you have a DeLorean?
What's Patrick Creighton doing? You don't have time to watch TV.
Yeah, well, he's got like 57 kids.
Oh,
and,
does he?
And he does like 5 hours of radio here every day.
That's true. He does a lot of work.
But now I watch a lot because I'm up at 5:30 every morning. So I'll watch stuff while I'm doing show prep and while I'm editing stuff for Sports Map. And then on weekends, I get up and watch stuff in the mornings because there's no sports on. There's nothing to watch. And if I'm going to be up that early, I like to have the TV on.
I'm more of a stay up late, wake up late kind of guy.
Okay, but that's okay. You watch it late at night. I just watch early morning. It's no real difference. And John doesn't watch wrestling anymore, so he has time.
That's right. John cut out wrestling. He's got time for 100 more hours a week of shows. All the time in the world. All right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers. Listen, if you think that maybe your testosterone's low, maybe you just don't have the same energy that you used to have, maybe you're trying to get pregnant and struggling, it could be because your testosterone's low. Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone. This isn't about injections. The synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, cause long-term health issues, cause shrinkage. And I don't know about you guys, can't afford shrinkage. Come on, man. If you're currently on that weekly shot, you know how it works. You got to go in every week. God forbid you skip a week. You feel great for a little while, and then you crash. That's not how it works at Man Centers. They're doing things the right way. They're helping your body rejuvenate. They've got three locations, Houston and Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 288 in Pearland or off 249 in Tomball. And right now you can go in and get a free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. So you've got no excuses, guys. Schedule a free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call to set it up, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, it was Casey who was asking about things to do in Vegas. So this is what I do for the people. I went into Sports Map and I republished that story so that it would show up on the website. It's under travel if you're curious. If you want to go to Vegas and you want to know what to do, just go to the Sports Map and then go to the Travel tab. And then I tweeted him a link to it because that's how much I care about the people. That's what I did on the break. And if you haven't checked out Sports Map, if you don't like Sports Map, you're a dumb. That's a fact. That's been proven. There's so many great stories on there, so many great contributors. And the cool thing is you just pick and choose what you want. So if you want to read my stuff, great. If you don't, you just want to read AJ, who'll be writing for tomorrow. You okay over there?
Yeah, struggle.
Okay. If you just like Patrick Creighton.
Nobody just likes Patrick Creighton.
Everybody loves Patrick Creighton on Sports Map.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does pretty well. John Granato, whoever. And, you know, we got lots of people doing videos. So let's, you know, you can support some of our new talent that's out there that we're trying to develop, which has been the best part about Sports Map for me, is working with people who are getting an opportunity and doing great stuff with it. So NFL, MLB, NBA, soccer, we've got colleges, high schools, outdoors, health and fitness, travel, auto, gambling, other sports, all on the tab up there. So again, if you're going to Vegas and you want what AJ and I do when we go to Vegas, then just go to the travel tab. It's the first thing up there, or you can check my timeline where I answered his tweet. So there you go.
Did you tell him your good hooker spots?
No, I don't do hookers.
Oh, I mean full service sex workers.
Yeah, whatever they call them. Yeah, yeah. I'm curious about these brothels now, but they're not close to the strip, and I never leave the strip, so I would never go. But now that Beth had a guest on from one, I'm kind of curious about how that works. 713-780-ESPN LFA says, no, we're gentlemen here. Also, AJ taking a picture.
I don't know what that's of.
Interesting.
It's probably of a sport.
Yeah, that could be from anywhere.
I'm guessing it was of sport.
Because I'm looking at that background, and it doesn't look like the pictures I saw of us, because the pictures I saw of us from there had bras and panties in the background.
Yep.
On, you know, on severed women.
That's right.
So, I mean, that could easily be Photoshop. 713-780-ESPN. And, okay, El Jefe, I don't want to sound weird here, but let's just say hypothetically, this is purely hypothetical because it didn't happen. If AJ's taking pictures of models, why are you taking pictures of AJ?
Yeah, weirdo.
That's a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
That mug is a Twin Peaks mug. So that is a long time ago. We haven't been in Twin Peaks in a while.
No, we haven't. We haven't. And I'd like to get back in there. It's been a while.
Yeah, you would.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you mean back in Twin Peaks?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Interesting. Brother Bear says, instead of the stream, I'd rather be inside the studio interacting with tasty samples.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I hope he means edibles.
Don't you weird talk us, bro.
I hope he means edibles, because, you know, that's cool. Robert wants to know, does the live stream have higher ratings than the WNBA yet?
Yes.
It actually
had it before it was even up.
You know what's happening now? I'm getting that same thing where, John, did you push the button? Because I'm getting that same thing now where it's just spinning wheel of death.
No, I didn't push anything.
No. What
the hell? It's been working great. I'll try it on Chrome. Gosh, I'm just curious. You know, I like to know how many people are on there and stuff. Chat with the people, because, you know, there's some people on there. Give us some good things to talk about.
You're horrible at that.
At what?
Finding the stream.
Yeah, well, it happens when you get old.
Yeah.
Do you have a man centers here? That's too bad, because that could have worked beautifully. See, you wasted that. Yeah. I'm getting the HBO commercial. I guess Wonder Woman's about to be on HBO if it isn't already. Atomic Blonde. Did you ever see that?
No.
It wasn't bad.
Was it?
It was okay.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, he admits that was Twin Peaks.
Okay.
But I don't remember that. And there's the spinning wheel of death again. There it is. Yes, we're on.
All right, you're back in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And we don't look as hideous as we normally do. Just kind of look average.
Yeah, all right. I'll take average.
I will take average. Average is a big step up for me.
On average?
No, I mean,
I've looked way worse.
I mean, and being average, I'm totally down with that. I'm the Houston Texans of average. I'm totally okay with that. So,
you sure you're not the Browns?
No, I'm not the Browns. Stop.
Who's the Browns? Patrick Creighton?
Man, I don't want to be that way.
Come on, there's got to be a Browns.
I'm sure there is, but I don't want to.
Barry Warner.
That's mean. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean to our poor colleagues.
Just put it out there, Fred. People want to know.
Well,
who's the ugliest guy who works here?
Well, who do you think is?
I don't know.
Well, why are you asking me?
Because you said that you're average and you're not the Browns. I'm just curious who is the Browns.
I don't know. You'd have to tell me.
Hmm.
Why do I have to make this decision? And a lot of people asking how to get on the live stream. It's livestream.com/galmedia/live or slash. I'm not sure which.
I'm going to go Barry Warner.
Okay. Barry Warner is the
weird
Browns.
Belly button thing.
Yeah.
It's gross.
What about, so Patrick Creighton is who?
He's the Giants.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
He's
a New York guy?
Yeah.
It works. I think Jong is like the Jaguars, like last year's Jaguars.
You think he's pretty solid?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know that he'll ever repeat that.
Right.
But I think, yeah, I would put Jong as the Jaguars.
Who's the Patriots?
Glenn Davis.
For sure.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, well, Glenn Davis
or Raheel.
Raheel is pretty handsome.
Yeah.
I mean, he models for Lululemon.
Oh, well, in that case.
That puts him up there. I'm pretty sure Glenn Davis could model for somebody if he wanted to. Maybe like Soccer USA.
Yeah.
In their big calendar.
I mean, I guess you would say Glenn Davis because he's a little older. Tom Brady's a little older. Same with Belichick.
Yeah. I think Belichick, not as handsome, though.
So what's a team that's like really good every year but never gets over the top? That would be Raheel.
The Falcons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's close.
Yeah. They're close.
Or the Vikings. I mean, like,
yeah.
Or he's the Bills. They did it four times in a row.
That's mean of you. So 281 says Joel is the Browns.
You think Joel Blank is the Browns?
No.
Joel's
the Packers because that's where he's from. And he's got it in his name.
Joel ain't he ain't that high up. I mean, let's be real.
He's last year's Packers.
Okay. I think he's like pre Favre Packers.
Interesting. Yeah, I would say I think that's pretty good. What's Granato?
Oh, Granato's pretty good. He's pretty up there.
He's like the Steelers.
Yeah, he's always solid.
Yeah, and he's every year he's in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put him there.
What does that make Zuerlein? Zuerlein's like the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Seahawks is a good one.
Where do we put Barry? Laminack. Titans?
I was going to go Chiefs.
Okay.
Maybe Titans work.
I think Chiefs a little greater than Titans over the last, you know, we're looking at body of work. Chiefs
Barry's not gross.
Yeah, but he's never going to beat the Patriots either, so Chiefs might work.
That's true.
What about you, AJ?
I'm the Colts.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, if Andrew Luck's healthy, I can be all right. But most days he's not, and I just come in here schlubbed up, and I'm a big pig. Pretty simple.
Holly says that she's obviously the world champion Eagles.
Oh, please.
She does have an eagle tattoo.
Yeah.
It's now spelled right.
Holly's suspended because she's extremely performance enhanced.
10 games or four?
I don't know. Plenty.
Oh, man. I have no idea how we got.
I actually ran over one of Holly's, one of her eyelashes on 45, and it caused like an 8-car pileup. It was crazy. Cars were flipping and tumbling.
That's what caused it.
Yeah.
If you're up on the North Loop, 610 eastbound at Kirkpatrick, it's an accident with a fuel spill. All lanes are still blocked for cleanup. That's why everyone's being forced out onto the feeder road.
No, the eyelash caused the fuel spill.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Tanker flipped.
832K.
Her eyelashes are like, it's like when cops throw down road spikes, like during a car chase.
Yeah.
That's her big ass eyelashes. Somebody hits them, just it's all over.
832 kind of nails it. Says Barry's definitely the Browns. Really good 60 years ago. Not so much now. All right. 713-780 ESPN. Okay. Well, I don't have no way to transition to this, so I'm just going to say Mother's Day coming up Sunday, and guys, you're doing what guys do. You're waiting till the last minute. That's why you need Sherry's Berries to bail you out. Sherry's Berries is going to make it look like you didn't wait till the last minute. And that's the great thing about a gift from Sherry's Berries. It makes it look like you put thought into it. It makes it look like you care. And your mom's going to love it. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday. This Sunday. Today's Thursday. We're almost there. And right now, Blitzers can send Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or, check this out, can also double the berries for just $10 more. Time's running out, so get your berries while they're still available, and they'll arrive in Sherry's Berry's signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, so you don't even have to gift wrap it. It's going to look awesome.
I've never been disappointed by these strawberries. They're always great, dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolate. Just so tasty. And you choose the delivery dates. It's guaranteed. I've seen the grocery store version of these berries, and they just don't compare. They're not as big. They're not as juicy. They're just not as delicious. Customer satisfaction is number one, or your money back. Only way to get this great deal for mom, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Remember, you can double the berries for just $10 more. This deal expires Friday at midnight, so don't miss out. Jump on it now. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 13th. Visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
They never want to leave.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And go check out SportsMap, sportsmap.com. Got a Vegas story on there now on the travel, just for those of you who
just
ask.
For the people.
Yeah, man. I listen to the people, and I'll say this, a couple people have emailed me stuff that they'd like to see on SportsMap, which I'm more than happy to get.
You're not going to see my nudes on SportsMap, no matter how much you ask.
But the one thing I will say is, I wish there was more of this. Well, we're trying things, and we're throwing some new things out there on occasion, and if they get traction, then we'll keep doing them, and if they don't, we'll move on to some other things. So I'm always happy to get ideas from the people. And, you know, if you know somebody who wants to try something, like, you know, we tried esports for a while, didn't really work out, but I mean, I'm willing to give that another shot. And, you know, there's some other sports that if you're interested in contributing something, or you think you know somebody who would, that you think there would be interest in, I'll certainly listen to your email or read your email. It doesn't necessarily mean we'll do it because, you know, we're also at a point now where, you know, when we first started, actually, I'm pretty proud of this. The first month we had the World Series. And we did a pretty good amount of traffic. The first week of May, we did more than we did our entire first month in terms of
nice.
Traffic. Yeah. So, and you know, a lot of that was Derby stuff, but for the most part, you know, we're really getting a lot of people reading the site, and I really appreciate that. And the videos are great. And we're doing some new cool stuff, including this show that Holly and I are going to do. We'll have that up here, in a couple of weeks, hopefully as soon as we get that finalized. But yeah, it's really cool, the response, but I want it to be for the people. So if you've got something that you'd like to pitch me on, just send me an email, whether it's somebody else to do it or whether it's you. And if it's something that we can manage, then we will. I mean, we're at a point now where we're creating about as much content as two people can do, in terms of myself and Josh who are, and Brandon with the videos. So between the three of us, we're creating about as much as we can do. So, but if you got something, I'm happy to talk to you about it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is a real thing. Dustin sent me this. But a sexuality expert was being interviewed. And, you know, this person does look a little confused about their sexuality, so I don't know if that what makes them an expert. But basically says that babies should give consent to diaper changes or nappy changes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This should be changing the consent culture.
All right.
By having babies consent to diaper changes.
Well, most babies are really dumb.
Yes, babies are dumbs. And I got to tell you, almost all of them are ugly.
They can't even talk.
No.
I'm going to go that this is dumb.
Yeah, it just says, ask your baby's permission before you change their diaper. Deanne Carson works for an organization which teaches children about consent, appeared on Australia's ABC News Network to comment on Saxon Mullins, whose rape case sparked a national debate on sexual consent laws. She argued that parents should teach their children about consent as early as possible. We work with parents from birth just about how to set up a culture of consent in their homes. I'm going to change your nappy now. Is that okay? Of course a baby's not going to respond. Yes, Mom, that's awesome. I'd love to have my nappy change. But if you leave space and wait for body language and wait to make eye contact, then you're letting that child know their response matters. Carson, who describes herself as a sexuality educator, speaker, and author on her Twitter profile, works with Body Safety Australia. The organization works to prevent child abuse, that's a good thing, and educates children from kindergarten through high school age about consent and respecting boundaries. Those are all good things.
Okay.
In empowering children with their rights while educating families and professionals, the burden of responsibility is placed squarely on adults to protect children, the organization's website states. But apparently she got some critics on Facebook, so she hit back. Sadly, some people have chosen to ridicule me. Oh no, pink hair, must be a lesbian. And the notions of giving infants bodily autonomy, poo in nappies, har har, am I right, she wrote. She quoted statistics reflecting how common sexual abuse is among children. Oh boy. It teaches children their rights and their responsibilities and connects them with people who can't. Okay, I had two infants. You had two infants.
Yeah.
John's probably going to have about seven infants. There was no way in hell they could consent to anything. I'm sorry.
Well,
all they did was fling poo. That's what they do.
I mean, you can kind of tell because they'll cry.
Yeah, that's kind of their way of saying, dude, get this damn diaper off me.
Change me, feed me, put me to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, I don't like that people made fun of her. That's not nice. And I think what she's trying to do kind of works out. But, on the surface, eh. So Mark did his whole, he did all these teams. He's got Nick Sciarra as the Chiefs and Barry as the Bengals.
Nick Sciarra as the Chiefs, Barry's the
Bengals. He's got Sean Salisbury as the Rams.
Okay.
I don't think he has Charlie Polillo in here, though. Everybody wants to know what Charlie would be.
Ooh.
Dolphins, he has Dell. That makes sense because he's a Miami guy.
Yeah, but Dell's not a bad-looking dude.
No.
Charlie Polillo.
It'd have to be a smart organization, right?
No, because this is all based on appearances, I thought.
Well, it has to be.
Are you changing things up? Are you changing the rules?
Not really. It's not just appearances. I think it's total package, that kind of thing. Because let's be honest, if it's just appearances, I'm the Browns. Come on.
Oh.
I'm down there with Barry Warner. And
yeah. Yeah, you for sure are. Like, so this is his personality.
Trying to mix it up. I mean, I like what he has here. He's got Patriots is Glenn Davis, Steelers is Granato, Packer is Joel. That's all the ones that we talked about. Falcons is Raheel. Holly gets the Eagles. AJ gets the Colts. I get the Texans, which might be over my head. John gets the Jags. Dell Dolphins. Sean gets the Rams. Barry gets the Bengals. Nick gets the Chiefs. Barry Warner gets the Browns. So who would Charlie Polillo get?
That's a tough call.
He didn't have Patrick Creighton on here either, who's we decided was the Giants. I'm going to go with he's kind of traditional. I'm going to go with Polillo as the Lions.
Okay, I was going to go with the Cardinals because an actual Cardinal and Charlie Polillo have the same shoe size.
That's true.
So
actually, Mark has a good one. The Ravens equals Charlie P.
Okay.
Also the same shoe size.
Same shoe size.
Yeah. John wanting to know, where did we catch the episode of Whiskey Meat? It's actually Whiskey Neat. Meat would have been useful.
Dude, I would be down for that show, too.
Yeah.
How come nobody does a show that's just about meat? I'll be on that show. I'll come to a guest spot.
I bet so that's what we got to get our buddy Ryan Zumo to do. do a meat show.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah, I'm just now getting where I'm...
Just don't call it a meat show.
What would you call it?
Because that's just a negative connotation.
So you're saying on Google search something else is going to come up other than the meat show?
I want to go watch the meat show.
Well, I could just see Googling, I'm not going to do it, but Googling the meat show, yeah, I bet it's going to take me right to Pornhub. All right, guys. Hey, we keep telling you time's running out. Well, guess what? It's Thursday. You know what's Sunday? You know what's Sunday, John? Have you taken care of it?
I've taken care of it.
AJ, you taking care of it?
He has not.
No.
Well, guess
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, that's because your mom needs flowers.
Oh, yeah. I'll work on that.
Yeah, well, you better do it today because mom and your mom deserves more than one day. She needs 7 days, and that's how long these flowers are going to, from Pro Flowers, are going to last, at least 7 days. So she could sit there and look at those and think, what a wonderful son slash daughter slash whatever I have. I can't thank them enough for getting me these flowers for 7 days. They were so thoughtful. Even though they waited till Thursday, she's never going to know.
She'll never know.
That's the best part. This is the last week you can send 100 colorful blooms. 100. You know what that's more than?
99.
Yeah.
99.
And you get a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. All you have to do is use my promo code Fred and AJ and make sure you spell out A&D.
Yeah, guys, these flowers are beautiful. Pro Flowers always comes through. You guys know the deal. We've been telling you about Pro Flowers for a while. Mom deserves this. The guaranteed delivery. There's unique vases, accessories that mom's going to love. They've got everything you need now for Mother's Day. You choose the delivery date, it's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day, and that's this Sunday. Don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Promo code Fred and AJ. Round them up, let's go.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.